There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Rochester, New York. Each passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers, flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
BXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend.
Somebody told us it was Friday, and we are more than excited. PXY Mornings, my name is Bruce.
Who's Bruce?
That's Moose.
Bruce is drunk. Classic. Dry January, out the window. It's PXY Mornings with Bruce and Breezy. Yeah!
There is a... There's a little screwball underneath me, a couple of White Claws. We're just trying to get after it this morning, and you should too. Not when you're driving, though. 585-252-9800. It's time to...
clear the air. Should we start with a hate text?
I don't see why not.
Personally, I think Breezy is the most rude human being I've ever heard speak. When I see her on the street, period... I refuse to let her pet my dog. Oh, babe, don't worry. I'm not petting your dog. I'm so good on that. I'm so good. Thank you so much. Happy Friday. Mimi here. People who don't make their bed every morning are sloppy in every aspect of their life. There, I said it.
Mimi. I don't know who you are, but I feel this connection with you this morning.
Yes, you do. You hate an unmade bed.
I do.
Hate an unmade bed.
Shannon says, I'm honestly not trying to be that girl this morning, but hands down, leggings are not made for everyone. You know who you are. There, I said it. All right.
Okay. Keep the hate rolling. Keep the hate train
let's
rolling.
Let's go.
Choo-choo. All right.
Carol says, I'm not sure why I married a handyman, considering my husband can't even hammer a nail without injuring himself. There, I said it. Gina says, you guys... my boyfriend convinced me to take a gummy last night while watching The Conjuring movie, and I thought it was going to end in a hospital visit. I will never do that again. Gummies are not fun. There, I said it.
Sometimes they hit, sometimes they don't. They do not hit for me. I will tell you that much.
What do you mean?
I cannot partake in marijuana.
You freak out.
In any sense of the word. Whether I'm eating it, whether I'm smoking it, whether I'm drinking
it. 420 girl over
here.
Huge
kush girl. Yeah.
Huge kush girl. You know everything there is to know, right, about the ganj.
Oh, yeah. Huge ganj girl. Yeah. So there's that.
Let's go over to Matt. Guys, I quit my job yesterday, and I'm finally realizing how much stress and anxiety working in a stupid cubicle has caused me. sometimes it's better to just go through life without a job. There, I said it. Well, congratulations, Matt, for breaking the chains loose and finding your true purpose, whatever that may be.
Yeah. Start woodworking, you know?
Yeah.
This person says, Harry Potter, the series, is not really that great. There, I said it. The first movie came out when I was in kindergarten. Are they still making movies? Are they still making Harry Potter movies? Or what?
I mean, they're spinoffs, but no, they're done.
They're done.
I love them. You know, as a 40-year-old man, I like to watch the whole series during the holidays.
Just like not down with like the warlock of dragons of it all. But what do I know?
Okay.
I'm not a mystical gal. I'm just not. There, I said it. Yeah.
What's up, Matt? No, that's just Tony. I'm done with Lilac Festival and every other festival in this city. No, nobody wants to deal with a bunch of dudes at Spectrum handing out pamphlets. There, I said it.
Oh my God, you're so wrong about Lilac Festival. First of all, it's back and better than ever, baby. This year, it's going to be different. I already talked about that a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they added more security.
And a walking trail and a non-alcoholic bar and beverage service.
Ooh, doesn't that sound enticing, you guys?
Go hang. This person says, watermelon is the worst artificial flavor there is. There, I said it. Yeah.
Hot take.
It is a hot take. Mine for today is this. If you can't handle even mildly spicy, I don't trust you. There, I said it. Like, I'm not talking massively spicy. I'm not talking extra, extra hot wings. But if you can't even do medium spice wings, something's wrong.
So
something's wrong, Patricia.
Last year, we do this company chili cook-off. And Breezy brings in her award-winning famous turkey chili. And it is
chicken.
Who cares? It's really good. But out of her purse, out of her Louis Vuitton, she pulls a Ziploc bag full of crushed red pepper.
Yeah.
I said, you carry that around wherever you go? She goes, it's for the chili.
Yeah.
I said, well, that was very nice of you to not dump that entire thing in the pot of chili because not everybody likes it hot.
Yeah. One time I did do that when I brought it over to a friend's house and he nearly went into cardiac arrest. So I wasn't taking any chances. Not in the workplace.
The thing about me is that I suffer from acid reflux.
Yeah, so does my girlfriend.
But I love to sweat when I eat. I like everything super spicy. So my doctor's like, hey, you've had a cough for a long time, and it's due to your acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
So she puts me on this medication. It gets rid of it. And, you know, me being stubborn or just liking spicy things, what's the first thing I do? Put red pepper flakes and hot sauce on my food.
Classic.
When am I going to learn?
You never will, folks. He never will.
Mine for today is, this might be a hot take for you guys, but after watching the new O.J. Simpson documentary last night on Netflix, and this may come off as a shock to some of you, but so be it. Even though O.J. was found innocent, I think there's a possibility that he may be guilty.
Wow. Really sticking your neck out for that one.
There, I said it.
Super hot take. Even hotter than the spicy chili. Yeah, no, I mean, your little did say that years ago, so.
And then I'll go over to Chuck that says, yo, I think people should stop normalizing being late. Stop disrespecting other people's time. And this message is strictly for my wife, Lynn. There, I said it. Have a great day, you guys. You too, big Chuck. Call it his wife.
Why
out.
Is everyone big?
I'd like to add it.
These guys that we've never met that you call big are like 4'10". So there's that.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98 PXY. PXY Mornings. Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. The first of 25,000 drivers who received a New York State Department of Transportation speeding ticket, DOT, they had their day in court. And the state's work zone photo radar caught 25,000 drivers in 24 days. On I-490 downtown, including the two of us in the studio. That average was more than 1,000 a day. Statewide average, 182 a day. Needless to say, New York made a buttload of money in the fall. The main argument from drivers, including us, was that there was no 40-mile-per-hour speed limit sign that was posted in those work zones.
I've been saying this since the jump.
So, you know, for many people, and many drivers entering 490 East going downtown, the first posted speed limit sign It says 55 miles per hour. One of the guys that went into court, Kevin Gee, said, I've had a clean record for 30 years. Poor guy got six.
That's insane.
Six tickets in the fall, and his case was postponed because the court didn't have the paperwork for all six of these tickets.
And also, not to mention, I'm sure he didn't get all six in the same spot because he knows, you know, after the one or the two. But I got mine at the, like, near the Pittsford-Palmyra Bushnell's Basin exit. That's where I got mine.
Yeah.
So there was multiple spots with no signage that clearly stated, hey, work zone. It just said work zone, slow down. It never said speed. It never said what you needed to go. It's crazy.
So anytime, that was my argument, anytime I got off the off ramp to merge onto the expressway, I couldn't merge doing 30 miles an hour. I had to speed up a little bit, and that's where they would clock me.
Right.
So one gentleman was clocked at 55. The court did not buy his argument that there was no sign. And the judge said, when you see a work zone, you slow down. It's as simple as that. And then this other gentleman, Ken Andrews, received four tickets. Okay, by the time his case was called, that's when the court started to believe there's no 40-mile-per-hour sign anywhere.
Because there wasn't.
There is discrepancy with the photos and the video, Judge Jackson said. They're not even close. That, along with late notices, got all four of his tickets thrown out. So here's the deal, you guys. There's going to be court cases. And so if you need to, you know, dispute this, look on your ticket. It's going to give you all the details of when you can go and do that. But 300 cases in the city from those tickets downtown this week alone. If you are attending, pay attention to two things. Make sure you have a clear explanation that you did not see the 40-mile-per-hour speed sign or that there wasn't one, and check to see how long it took for you to get that ticket. Because if it's beyond 14 days, you know, from the time the ticket was issued, I mean, the court has a record of dismissing those because they didn't arrive in a timely fashion.
Right. It's insane. I was going to fight mine last week. Yeah, right.
Again, but they
got my final notice.
Yeah, they sent me a final notice last week and said, you pay this or here are the consequences. And I just don't want to deal with the headache. So, of course, that $50 ticket went up to $100.
I'm going to court. I don't care.
So look on your ticket and figure out when you can actually do that, because you can. And chances are you have a better chance now of getting it thrown out than you did 3 months ago.
Right.
Coming up on the show, it's time for everyone's favorite game.
Can't be breezy.
We're looking for caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800. This is your chance to finally look cool, you guys. We got brand new PXY swag hot off the press. Breezy currently holds the record of 5 wins and 5 losses. This is your chance to win and go head-to-head with our girl. We need caller 8 right now. Can't be Breezy's coming up next. Good luck.
Bold. And she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy!
That's everyone's favorite game. We need caller 8 right now at 585-252-9800 to win some brand new PXY Morning swag.
Yeah.
Hot off the press.
I've been pressing it in the back all morning.
It's time for you to finally look cool. We got to go to the phones. Looking for caller 8 PXY. What's your name?
Shara.
Hi, Shara. Good morning.
Shara? What up, queen?
Hi. Happy Friday, girl.
Hey.
Do you think you have what it takes to go head-to-head and beat our girl Breezy, who's currently 5-5 on the board?
Yeah, I think I can either tie her or beat her.
Okay, we're about to find out because you're caller 8!
All right, queen. Sound it.
The rules are simple. You get 5 seconds to answer each question. If you ended a tie with Breezy, you get the win. She has left the room. Let's get right into it. What town are you representing today, Shara?
Greece.
Going with Greece. Ah, my old stomping grounds. All right, question 1. Shara, how many stars are there on the U.S. flag?
50.
Going with 50. All right, question number 2. Which queen of pop dropped the news of her second baby bump during the glitzy 2023 Super Bowl halftime show?
Beyonce.
Going with Beyonce. Question number 3. Shara, what state is Utah in?
Utah is the state, I think.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, I think that's a trick question. Yeah, final answer.
Question number four. How many total presidents have we had so far?
Oh, man. Yeah, 57. You have no idea.
You going with 57?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right. 57. All right. And let's go to the last question. Shara, do you like snacks?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or are you vegan?
No.
All right. Which snack owns the slogan, once you pop, you can't stop? It sounds oddly familiar. Yes, I know. Once you pop, you can't stop. 3 seconds on the board.
And it's a snack?
Yeah.
Bugles. I don't know.
What is it? what is it? Bugles? Is that it? Shara? Going with Bugles. All right. We're bringing Breezy back into the room. All right, Shara, stay right there, okay?
What's the tea? What's the vibe? How's everybody feeling?
We got to add these back up. All right. So far, our girl, Shara, is on to... Okay. She's got... 2 out of 5.
Oh my God. Crushing it, Shara.
Oh, she just disconnected from me. There she is.
I love that.
All right, let's go. Hey, Shara, you got 2 out of 5.
That's it.
I'm so
she's
sorry.
Pissed. She hangs up again.
No, I didn't hang up, and my daughter's going to be disappointed in me. Damn it.
Don't be upset.
You're
That's
fine.
Plenty.
Don't beat yourself up.
People have beaten Breezy with 0 on the board.
Shara, okay? I have one brain cell. Okay. Don't put that much faith in me.
All right, here we go. Breezy, question number one. Stay there, Shara. How many stars are there on the U.S. flag?
Oh, 50. If they were saying, like, the galaxy, so, like, I don't know.
Question number two. Which queen of pop dropped the news of her second baby bump during the glitzy 2023 Super Bowl halftime show?
Oh, Rihanna.
Question number three. Breezy, what state is Utah located in?
Utah is a state. My family's there right now. What the hell?
But question number four. How many total presidents have we had so far?
I try to forget. Oh my God, I feel like I should know this.
I feel like you should too.
62?
Wow, that's a good guess.
74? I don't know.
Yes, 74 presidents. Yes. Right, and last question, right. Breezy. Big snack girl over here.
Huge.
Which snack owns the slogan, once you pop, you can't stop?
Sounds sexual. I feel like it's Pringle. I feel like it's Pringles.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Let's go to the board. Shara, are you with us?
Yeah. She's got more than me.
Pissed.
Breezy came. You are 2 out of 5. Breezy locked it in with 4 out of 5.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I knew it was Pringles before my phone hung up.
Yes, but you said Bugles, so that doesn't count.
Bugles? I haven't had a Bugle since 94.
Hey, Shara, stay on the line. I'm going to give you a little something. I got pens in the studio. Sure. But go ahead and just say, my name is Shara from Greece, and I can't beat Breezy.
Oh, my name is Shara from Greece, and I can't beat Breezy, and my daughter is going to be very upset.
Oh.
Well, you only have yourself to blame.
With Breezy.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.